Ali's going to start for us.
Okay.
Great.
Hello. Let's talk about the Chicago teen scene. On paper, it looks pretty good. We have a lot of youth-serving organizations, a lot of innovative niche programs, and every month for about the last 8 years, we've all been coming around the table at the Teen Professionals Kahila. We network, we build relationships. We even in 2012 undertook an 18-month visioning process to articulate a shared goal for a stronger, healthier, more vibrant teen community. We plan joint programs. We even staff each other's programs. We've worked really hard, and together our programs are engaging several thousand teens every year. It sounds fantastic. It's like our own little informal Jewish education teen Jewtopia. But then when you look at the numbers, you realize that at best, we are engaging about 20% of the available teen population. This is not just a Chicago problem. Most communities are struggling to engage teens. We have a lot of theories as to why we're not engaging them. We have some ideas as to how we might engage them. This is national information put together by Jim Joseph Foundation. All I can say is the one thing we agree is it's probably going to take a lot of resources, money, time, staff, ideas. So enter the Jim Joseph Foundation. In 2013, they began convening a funder collaborative made up of more than a dozen funders and federations. And the purpose of this collaborative is simple: dramatically increase the number of teens engaged in Jewish life and learning in the participating communities. Well, simple to articulate, very, very difficult to actualize. So together, we've been struggling around the most basic issues. How do you define terms like engagement and Jewish learning? How do you set baselines for those terms? How do you measure success? How do you evaluate across communities when our methods of attack, so to speak, might be radically different? So the collaborative has been struggling together to find ways to accomplish our shared goals. It's been a dynamic process of shared learning. We've been looking for tools and insights to help ensure success in each local community. As a participant, I have to say, if that was all, dayenu, it would have been enough. But Jim Joseph also has, as one of the goals, co-investment in the community plans. And that means that they're willing to provide matching funds for new spending to jumpstart each initiative and nurture it in its early years. Not only that, they're very interested in investing in evaluation, both local and cross-community, to make sure that we're meeting our shared goals, to continue the learning process, and to enable really good ideas to be brought to scale in other communities. So what are the takeaways for communities that want to participate in this kind of a process? Number one, be really clear about your goals, and not only that, the roles of each stakeholder. Number two, you want to make sure that the people you're gathering around the table are taking away at least as much as you're asking them to give. And it can't just be a say in what's happening in the community. It has to be something really of value to them. Now, federations, not always known as being neutral in their communities, but more than that, if you want to participate in the collaborative process, you can't be stage managing. Jim Joseph Foundation hired Olive Grove Consultants. In Chicago, we use Plan A advisors to manage our process. It's expensive, but it's investing in the infrastructure of change, and it's allowing you the space to be collaborative. So, money. You have to have some on the table. If you're asking people to come and bring their best ideas, you have to show them that it's possible to achieve those goals, and if it's going to take money to do it, you have to show them that you have an idea of where that money is coming from. So who has money? Funders. But funders don't just have money. They often have deep knowledge and insights about the topic you're discussing. So even if your local funder only funds in your local community, they probably have a network of other funders across the country that are funding in the same area. They can bring insight, they can bring knowledge, they can help spark ideas. And if you bring them in on the ground floor, you're sort of priming the pump for investment in your community. Okay. Shared measures of success. You don't have to agree on every point, but you have to agree, this is where we are, this is where we want to be, and here's how we're going to recognize when we get there. You have to have agreement around those things. Last, co- Collaboration takes time, and it also takes multiple spaces in your community. You can't have every stakeholder around the table at every meeting. We all know nothing would ever get done. You would not even get past figuring out who sits where. So in Chicago, we have the teen professionals Kahila thinking about where teens are now. We had a strategic planning committee thinking about goal setting and ideation. We had a group of funders meeting separately to talk about what they might like to invest in. And we had a community collaborative that generated great community buy-in, but also exciting new ideas. So what did we gain from all this collaboration? And there's a little bit of our strategic planning process. We got innovation. We got thoughtful partnership. And with luck, we're going to get significant investment in new ideas. This process has enabled us to dream big, but it's also given the tools we need to make our dreams come true. And the Jim Joseph Foundation's vision of the power of collective impact could radically reshape the way that Jewish communities are finding new solutions to our shared challenges.